The City Council of Victoria is finalizing a controversial new traffic bylaw. It would make it illegal to pitch tents, sit, or kneel on boulevards and street medians. Among other spaces, the new bylaw would affect the Pandora Green. That's a stretch of park space along the 900 block of Pandora Avenue. This space is used by many of Victoria's homeless community to sleep at night and to gather during the day. Tamara Herman is a member of the Victoria Coalition Against Poverty, and she joins me by phone this morning from Victoria. Hello, Tamara.
Hi.
Now, why is Pandora Green used by so many homeless residents?
Well, there's a number of reasons, and, you know, the most apparent reason is that there's a service called Our Place, which is located right there, and Our Place is one of the few locations in Victoria that offers meals to the street community and limited transitional housing as well, and so there's very often a crowd of people outside Our Place. Another reason why there's so many people on Pandora Green has to do with the lack of a fixed site needle exchange. Victoria's fixed site needle exchange was closed down 2.5 years ago, and a lot of the people who are camping on Pandora Green and who spend their time there are people who are known in the community to be users of illicit drugs, and they basically have nowhere else to go. So Our Place is convenient, and it's also indicative of a chronic lack of services in Victoria.
So why does City Council say that they need this bylaw?
Well, City Council went to court a couple of years ago. There was somebody who had erected a tent and been arrested and challenged the charges in the Supreme Court of British Columbia, arguing that homeless people should have the right to erect a tent, a shelter over their heads. And at the time, a census of homelessness in Victoria, this was in 2006, was undertaken. And the results of the census showed that there were about 1,500 homeless people in Victoria and only 300 shelter beds. So when the judge in the Supreme Court looked at the statistics and looked at the overall situation in Victoria, she said that people do have what we call often the right to sleep. They have the right to erect shelters over their heads in the absence of other reasonable accommodation. And so the city of Victoria found itself in a situation where people had begun to camp on Pandora Green, and when they went in and they tried to count the number of people, they estimated 62 people camping on Pandora Green. It's hard to say, you know, whether or not that's accurate. But the city had tried various means to get rid of those campers before turning to the bylaw, and I think ultimately this was the only way they saw a way to get rid of what they called a visibility problem.
Visibility problem. People in Victoria have the right, if they don't have a place to stay, to camp in parks. So how can this new bylaw then get around that right that's already been established in the Supreme Court of BC?
Well, that was our first question when we heard about this. And so we looked at the land classification, and Pandora Green had been considered a park before, and suddenly it was labeled as a boulevard and median. So in the Supreme Court decision, embedded within it, there are certain exceptions, like there's areas of high ecological importance or environmentally sensitive areas where people can't pitch their tents, per se. And so this area was classified outside of the park, so it was already questionable. Another argument that City Council used was that some of the shelter mats were empty at night, and we all know that the Supreme Court decision appears, at least at the surface level, to be contingent on the number of shelter mats, but we all know that there's a variety of reasons why certain people can't or don't go to shelters at night, and that it's not simply a matter of numbers and available mats, and that's exactly what shelter mats are. They're available mats. And so I think that the City of Victoria tried to look into any possible means to not be dragged to court again, but yet to circumvent the Supreme Court decision, and this is what they decided to do.
Now, I understand that they've said something about their concern that people are going to get hit by traffic.
Yeah.
Is that a valid kind of an argument?
Well,
I mean, describe Pandora Green for us. I mean, is it a narrow space in the middle of a busy road, or what does it look like?
It's Pandora Avenue is a three-lane, one-way street. And the green is a patch of grass that looks a little bit more like a patch of mud these days. That's about, I would say, maybe 100 meters wide, and it stretches down the block. And between Pandora Green and our place, which is the service provision agency, there's a small kind of one-lane road that our place and that the smattering of businesses on that block use as well. People do cross Pandora. I mean, there are traffic risks everywhere where there's cars and pedestrians, that's for sure. But one of the questions we asked was, well, if it really is a traffic problem, then why don't they put up speed bumps or pedestrian crosswalks or lower the speed limit, which is something that the city planners do when a school or when there's children in the area or when it's a high traffic area. They calm traffic. They don't demand that people leave that area. We also saw at the council meetings, they provided us with a list of statistics that was apparently traffic calls that the Victoria Police had received. And most of it, they said that there'd been an increase in the number of traffic-related calls that the police had received, but when we looked at the actual digits that they gave us, the statistics, we saw that they were talking about the daytime. And, of course, this camping bylaw only applies from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so the issue of camping on the green is a nighttime issue. It's not a daytime issue. We felt very, very offended that the city would couch what we saw as a social cleansing project in terms of safety and in terms of traffic regulations. And if you actually go into the text surrounding the bylaw and the briefing packages that they gave us and other council members, it does say safety, but it also says that one of the major concerns is visibility. There's residents in the area. Tourists come to Victoria. That's one of the major streets that leads into the downtown core, and basically it looks bad. So they've couched this. They've couched it in a safety concern.
Now, homeless people won the right to tent if there are not shelter beds. Are there other places that they could go?
Yeah, there are. There's other parks. But again, the issue is one of convenience. And, you know, we often talk about harm reduction, and we talk about how we can make life easier for people who are obviously very vulnerable and marginalized and using drugs. And one of the key principles is to meet people where they're at. And that means, you know, in terms of their life and how they're living their life, but it also means physically. People are going to go and be where the services that they rely on to live are located. And that happens to be our place right now. So it's, I think that it's difficult to expect that people with their carts and their belongings and, you know, maybe having a bad day or having a host of other problems, and many of the people tenting on the green are reported to have some type of disability, and, you know, people have accessibility problems, etc. They'd have to walk pretty far to get to one of the other places where they're allowed to tent. The other thing that came up, and one of the collectives that I work with, what we decided to do was to do some research to come up with what we've called the People's Plan for Pandora, because we see it as an area of the city where city council and various service providers and various other bodies, neighbor residents associations, are meeting to dictate the fate of a certain piece of land and people on it without including the people who are most impacted by the decisions at all. So we went down there and we started interviewing people on Pandora Green to see how they saw the issue and how they'd like to see that area. And one thing that we heard over and over again was that people felt safe camping on Pandora Green because they're quite vulnerable when they're camping in some of the wooded parks in Victoria, where I think that the police would like them to go. And Pandora Green, because it's located next to our place, there's security at night, there's safety in numbers, people are together. I think people felt much more safe than they did camping in, say, Beacon Hill Park, which is a wooded park on the coast, on the beachfront, where a lot of people have suggested that the campers go.
I mean, I guess we shouldn't kind of forget in all of this that people would probably rather be in affordable housing than even on Pandora Green.
Well, of course, and the City of Victoria has been fairly progressive in trying to find accommodations, and one thing that they've said is that they have intervened along with the Ministry of Health and some of the service provision agencies to house the 62 people that they counted as living on Pandora Green or tenting there. So they've said, you know, we know that housing is a problem and we're going to house people, but unfortunately it's a little more than housing. I mean, for people, the people on the green, most of them were known by social workers and were classified under the label of hardest to house. And what that means is that they probably use illicit drugs and they probably suffer from a host of mental health issues. And one thing that we know, due largely to research that's been conducted in the downtown east side, is that housing has to be accompanied by appropriate services and supports in order for it to become a viable option for people. That's just the way it is right now, and that's just the way it goes. And without a fixed site needle exchange in Victoria, and without nighttime drop-in centers, and without a number of available detox beds and all those other services that we know are so important to people who are homeless, we don't see removing people from the green and trying to stick them in housing as a viable solution. So we'll see. I mean, we know that a lot of people just refuse to go. You know, there's a variety of reasons why people haven't taken the housing options available to them. And it's not a matter of them, you know, just being like, oh, no, we don't want that. It's a deeper thing.
What could you recommend for people to do if they want to lend their support to people fighting the bylaw and in support of residents who camp in Victoria?
Well, two things that they could do immediately would be to get in touch with either the Victoria Coalition Against Poverty, and we do have a WordPress blog, and if people Google that name, they'll find it, or Harm Reduction Victoria. We'd love to hear from people. You know, we'd love for people to come and get involved in the organizing that we're doing here. And we're also, of course, always looking for donations to start up this fixed site needle exchange and harm reduction resource center here in Victoria. There's also been quite a debate in the media on this issue, and I never thought I would hear myself say, please write a letter to the editor for the Times columnist, but because we're trying to do so much education around this issue and the cards are so stacked against us, we are always hoping that people will write letters to the editor, that they'll, you know, contact local media, and that they'll get involved in some of the public discourse around this issue.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Tamara.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Tamara Herman. She's from the Victoria Coalition Against Poverty, and you can get more information. As she said, they have a WordPress site. You can either search on Victoria Coalition Against Poverty, or you can go to vcapvictoria.wordpress.com.